Oh my gosh, welcome to Troll Radio Review. We are at the pack today, and it's just an amazing day. We are honored to have performers from the Astoria Music Festival joining us today for an amazing edition of Troll Radio Review. We're going to be doing a performance of Red River. We're going to take you on a virtual musical journey down a lovely river. And we get to visit with my favorite character, Ferdinand the Bull. It's going to be some great things. You're going to get to dance to your own beat today. We've got the Troll Radio House Band here to help us out. And it's going to be a great day. So get on down to the PAC Theater. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and Clatsop Community College. Remember to keep the community in all of that. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly, and thanks for being here. To be entertained by all of these amazing musicians a little bit more as the show progresses today. It's going to be an amazing show, and we are just delighted to be able to be a part of the Astoria Music Festival. The Mason Bates Red River piece that is going to be performed is going to be absolutely stellar. I know Stinky is very excited, and oh dear, he asked if he could introduce the musicians.
Well, that is correct.
And their director.
So how are you all out there today? Well, we have a wonderful group of people in the audience, and I hope that you're all listening on the radio out there. But that's correct. I am just so excited to be part of the Astoria Music Festival this morning. And without further ado, I would like to introduce right now, not later, the director, Liam Dunn.
Mr. Troll?
What?
It's not Liam Dunn. Are you nuts?
What?
It's Ian Scarf.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So embarrassing.
Yo, here he is, Mr. Ian. Let's hear it for him. It is so nice to have you here today with your musicians this morning, Mr. Ian. Could you tell us a little bit more about your musicians?
Of course, no problem. I'm sorry. What is that smell over this area of the stage?
Yeah. Sorry, Ian.
I don't smell anything. I don't understand. But you know that. From time to time that happens. But you know what I think it is this time, Ian, is that one of the house band guys, they brought their cheese sandwich and they have it in their back pocket and they forgot. You know, it started to rot. But anyway, just try to ignore it. And but go ahead and tell us a little bit about your musicians, if you would.
No problem. Today we have four of our musicians from the Astoria Music Festival joining us. We have Lauren Brady on flute. We have Mr. James Keane playing the violin. We have Paul Miller playing the clarinet and Charlie Akert on the cello. And then I'll be playing the piano on the last piece. So yeah, let's give them a hand.
You know, Ian, I heard a rumor. I heard a rumor that you guys there at the Astoria Music Festival are going to, you have an idea on how the troll can make a livable wage. Is that true?
Sure.
Yeah, livable wage. You know, the troll, you know, he has trouble finding jobs. And so what's going to happen is this is rumor. You can tell me if it's true or not. You are going to give the troll a piano lesson, and so then the troll could go out and perform and make very much money.
I suppose we could try that, yes.
Well, let's go over and give it a shot. I know a few things about the piano.
Well, I would say the first thing you should know to be a concert pianist
is
how to bow for your audience.
Oh, okay.
So when your audience cheers for you, you have to bow to acknowledge them.
All right.
Oh, that's pretty good. Let me show you how I do it.
Okay.
Now see if you can try it like that.
I don't know. That looked a little bit, how you say, egoistical.
Oh.
Well, I will try.
That's very good. I think you're a natural.
Oh, thank you.
Now let's hear what you can do with the piano.
Okay. Let me see here. Now, okay. So you know, I know a few things about the piano. Yeah, you got your black keys, and you got your white keys, and they're made of ivory, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's about it.
Oh. Well, let's work on your hand first. See, because I notice you're using a fist when you play the piano. You see, the piano, to play individual notes, you need to separate your fingers. So let's see if you can...
I'm 500 years old, the arthritis. Okay, so let's try to be a little careful there.
Well,
okay.
just see if you can separate them enough to play one note at a time.
Okay. All right, I think so. Now what?
That's good.
Oh, thank you.
Can you try a little quieter? I know you're a very strong troll.
I am. Yeah, it's strong in many ways. Okay.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, maybe if your arthritis starts to feel a little better, you could work on your fingers a little bit. But otherwise, the best thing you have going for you is your bow.
Oh! Let me try that again. All right. Well, I think maybe we get together and do maybe one or two more lessons before I go on the road, maybe.
Or 100 or 200.
Oh, okay. Now, Ian, can you tell us a little bit about? I know Nancy's going to be working with us. Oh, there she is, Nancy Montgomery, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And I know that Mason Bates composition, Red River, is about the Colorado River. You know, and Vitros, we know a few things about rivers, let me tell you. You know, first of all, watch out from the goats. Watch out for the goats. But also, you know, just like the Columbia, the Great Columbia River out here, I know that the Red River, which is the Colorado, correct? Yeah. Starts up there on the Continental Divide on Highway 70 and flows west all the way to the Grand Pacific Ocean, just like our mighty Columbia out here, right?
Well, almost. The Colorado River usually doesn't make it to the ocean, actually.
It goes
through Utah and it goes through Arizona, but they have to use so much water in those states that they put a big dam on the Colorado. It's called the Hoover Dam.
Oh, yeah.
And what they do is they use that water to grow food, and they use that water to have people's drinking water and to water their lawns and everything. Mm-hmm. And so by the time the Colorado River reaches California, a lot of times it just dries up in the desert. It's very sad.
Oh, so there are no salmon in that river then?
Unfortunately not.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, and that's one of the pieces, and I understand you will be doing two others. This morning.
That's right. We have our lovely Astoria local, Nancy Montgomery, who's going to be telling a couple of stories before we get into the last piece. So I'm going to invite Nancy to come out with her musicians.
Ooh,
and we are going to go straight into
that. This is the one I'm supposed to, this is the microphone I'm supposed to use. So I get the honor of performing alongside these incredible musicians. Who here wants to play an instrument or plays an instrument? Clap your hands, raise your hand. Who wants to play an instrument someday? When you watch these guys, you will be truly amazed. I get to read, I can't lift this up. I get to read two stories for you. There we go. One of them you may be familiar with. One of you may not. One's called The Emperor and the Bird of Paradise. And the other is one you may be familiar with, The Story of Ferdinand the Bull. And then we'll go and visit the Colorado River. So first I'd like to introduce a flute player who lives in Warrenton, actually. Flutist Lauren Brady. Would you come on out here, Lauren? Lauren has started playing the flute in the sixth grade. Does anybody here know someone who's in the sixth grade?
And she's been playing ever since, and she loves to play so much that she's married to Coasty Ryan, who's in the audience today, and they move a lot. And so wherever she moves, she seeks out places to play. So she's playing in the North Coast Symphonic Band on Tuesday at the Liberty Theater. There's a free concert for 4th of July. And on Wednesday down in Cannon Beach, same concert. She's also playing in the Magic Flute for the Astoria Music Festival. And her children are here. So if they could all three wave in the audience. Where's Lauren's kids? Hi. Wave to your mom. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
We are going to play for you The Emperor and the Bird of Paradise by Alan Ridout for flute and speaker. And your part as audience, because you have a role here, is to create in your mind the pictures that Lauren's music is going to paint for you. And I'm going to tell the story to help you along. And she's going to illustrate the story that we tell with her music. So see what you can hear. Close your eyes every once in a while and try and imagine the bird of paradise or the soldiers with their swords. I think we're ready. Is everybody ready? Yeah. Right on. The Emperor and the Bird of Paradise by Alan Ridout. There was once an old castle that stood in the middle of the high blue mountains and deep forests, and in the castle lived a powerful emperor. Was guarded by fierce soldiers on horsebacks with swords. And the wolves who howled from the forest. On the terrace of the castle, behind iron bars, was the one thing that the emperor really loved, a beautiful and sad bird of paradise. Every day, when the sun was brightest, the emperor would go parading around the castle terrace with his mounted guards to see his beautiful bird of paradise. Thank you. He would offer her the choicest food on golden dishes and the purest water from his crystal streams. But the bird of paradise felt very lonely, even more lonely than the emperor. She would taste hardly a morsel of the food. And she would turn her head in solemn regret. And the emperor would return sadly to his castle. One day, when the emperor was looking forlornly at his beautiful bird of paradise, he heard the strains of a distant piper. For the first time, the bird of paradise began to eat. She ate more. And more. Until every dish was clean. The emperor was overjoyed, and he sent his guards to summon that piper from the hills. The emperor ordered the piper to play the tune again, but the piper, who being a daring young man and having seen the sadness of the bird, made a bargain with him. First, said the piper, take down those prison bars, for with my magic tune, your bird of paradise will be quite still. So the bars were taken down. And the piper began to play. As the boy finished his tune, he bent forward and kissed the bird of paradise. And immediately the piper turned into a finely plumed falcon. Everyone was astonished as the falcon gathered the bird of paradise in his wings and carried her far, far away over the blue mountains. Well, of course, the emperor became very angry. shouted and raged so much that the guards became nervous and crashed and clashed their swords. And the wolves howled as never before. On the ground was the boy's pipe. And the emperor was so angry he was about to break it in two. When suddenly he had an odd desire to play it. And the emperor began, not very well at first. He blew it this way and that way. And then he found himself playing the same tune that he had heard before. The soldiers all smiled as the emperor grew more and more pleased with himself. And the pipe gave the emperor endless happiness. And he knew that he would never be lonely ever again. Thank you, Lauren. And we'll all see her in the Magic Flute on Sunday. And in the North Coast Symphonic Band's performances on Tuesday and Wednesday evening.
Afternoons.
Next, I'd like to invite out, and I want you to all think and recognize that just the way the emperor found joy from his flute, all these musicians at the Astoria Music Festival and in the North Coast Symphonic Band and on down through high school and down into middle school, everyone who plays, I think, understands what that emperor found when he found that flute. That joy in the music and in the playing. I'd like to invite James Keene out to play violin for us for the next story. James is originally from Puerto Rico. He now lives in San Francisco, and he's joined Ian to come up from San Francisco and many other musicians. He's been playing violin since he was 13. And he just loves it. He's doing his master's degree at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music right now and is also performing in the Magic Flute. See if you can hear, I don't know if you know Ferdinand the Bull, but see if you can hear when the story comes along in the musician's pieces, in the music, the cows playing, the parade marching by. That's your job as audience to imagine. All right, so we're going now into Ferdinand the Bull. For narrator and solo violin by Monroe Leaf, with music by Alan Redoubt. Once upon a time, in Spain, there was a little bull, and his name was Ferdinand. All the other little bulls he lived with would run and jump and butt their heads together. But not Ferdinand. He liked to just sit just quietly and smell the flowers. And he would sit in its shade all day. He had a favorite spot in the pasture under a cork tree. That's where he would sit all day in its shade. And smell the flowers. Sometimes his mother, who was a cow, would worry about him. Why don't you run and play with the other little bulls and skip and butt your head, she would say. But Ferdinand would shake his head. I like it better here, where I can sit just quietly and smell the flowers. And because his mother was understanding, even though she was a cow, she let him sit there and be happy. As the years went by, Ferdinand grew and grew and grew until he was very big and strong. All the other bulls who he had grown up with, who had grown up with him in the same pasture, would fight each other all day. They would butt each other and stick each other with their horns. And what they wanted most of all was to be picked to fight in the bullfights in Madrid. But not Ferdinand. He still liked to sit just quietly under the cork tree. And smell the flowers. One day, five men came in funny hats to pick the biggest, fastest, roughest bull to fight in the bullfights in Madrid. All the other bulls ran around snorting and butting and leaping and jumping, so the men would think that they were very, very, very strong and fierce and pick them. Ferdinand knew that they wouldn't pick him, and he didn't care. So he went out to his favorite cork tree to sit down. He didn't look where he was sitting. And instead of sitting in the nice, cool grass in the shade, he sat on a bumblebee. Well, if you were a bumblebee and a bull sat on you, what would you do? Yow! Did it hurt? Ferdinand jumped up with a snort. He ran around puffing and snorting and buffing and pawing the ground as if he were mad. The five men saw him, and they all shouted with joy. Here was the largest and finest bull of all, just the one for the bullfights in Madrid. What a day it was! Flags were flying, bands were playing, and all the lovely ladies had flowers in their hair. They had a parade into the bull ring. First came the banderilleros. Next came the picadores. Next came the matador himself, the proudest of all. Then came the bull, and you know who that was, don't you? Ferdinand went into the middle of the bull ring. And everyone thought he was going to fight fiercely and butt and snort and stick his horns around. But not Ferdinand. When he saw the flowers in all of the lovely lady's hair, he just sat down and smelled. He wouldn't fight, no matter what they did. He just sat and smelled. And the banderilleros were angry. And the picadores were even angrier. And the matador was so angry because he couldn't show off that he cried. So they had to take Ferdinand home. And he is sitting there still, under his favorite cork tree, smelling the flowers, just quietly. He is very happy. Next, we move on to the final piece, Red River by Mason Bates. while they set up, I want you guys to think about this river that this trip is going to take us on. Debbie Twombly, our host over here, has taken many long river trips, as I'm sure many of you have, where you sleep along the river at night, every night, and float all along it every day. Imagine yourself on, above, in the water, floating with the waters of the Colorado River, the Red River. The Mason Bates is a techno-style DJ, believe it or not, who composed this piece, but he is also a classically trained composer, Juilliard, in fact. And the five movements that will carry us along the river begin in the Continental Divide in the middle of the United States, sort of, where the water can flow in either direction based on, well, it's complicated. It traces its long journey from high in the mountains all the way to its resting place in the Sonoran Desert. And see if you can find which sounds are electronic and which sounds are made by musicians with the musical instruments in their hands. Listen for sound effects like tool, bits of the industrial world, like a hammer on a fuel tank or a gas can or a drill noise to make the sounds of the river passing through the different parts of the United States that it does. We begin at the river's source in the Continental Divide. The music starts high in the Colorado Rockies. The wind is the first thing we hear. Followed by a lonely, steady drip of water. Slowly, the little water starts to flow together in small rivulets. Smaller waters and streams coming together. And soon they begin rushing down the mountain. Thank you. Interstate 70, a long highway, epic highway, cuts across western Colorado and follows the valley alongside the Red River for quite a ways, all the way through the state of Utah. The instruments will keep up that steady rhythm of racing along the road. Where do you hear occasionally the sounds of cars whizzing by? Hear the winds of the Grand Canyon. The Zuni American Indian tribe lived in the Grand Canyon area, the canyon made by the Colorado River. This beautiful movement is based on spirit quests, Zuni visions on the canyon walls as we float above the river in the deep canyon. Hoover Slates, Las Vegas. The river flows now into the Hoover Dam, which was the largest man-made structure when it was built. Industrial noises come together to begin a funky dance party of industry, which gets wild once we arrive in Las Vegas. Thank you. Running dry on the Sonoran floor. Most of the year, the Colorado River doesn't even make it to the ocean. Depleted by the demands of southwestern agriculture, lawns, showers, toilets, taps. What is left of the river dries up in the hot Sonoran desert in Southern California. Like the river, the peace becomes more and more calm, alone. until eventually all we are left with is the wide open desert, the wind, and a lone cricket.
Thank you so much. It was just a fabulous, absolutely amazing musical water trip.
As we leave the stage, I just wanted to thank, we added Paul Miller on clarinet in that, who's been playing since fifth grade. Charlie Akert on cello since he was 5 years old. Anissa Olson, who's been playing viola and violin since she was 6 and 13 years old. She was doing the electronics for us. And Ian Scarf, who has been playing piano since he was like that tall.
All right. And the fabulous Nancy Montgomery.
Who's been talking since she was born.
All right. Well, while we're getting the house band out here, and we hope that our musicians will join along with the ending tune, we're going to go out with a little dance tune for all of you. While they're getting all set up to the microphones here, I want to let you know about our Performing Arts Center. This fabulous facility, it is so beautiful. It serves our community in so many ways. We have so many events here. And very, very sadly, Clatsop Community College at this point feels it can no longer support the Performing Arts Center. So we all need to stay tuned to our local media groups and find out how we can help. One way you can do it is to, those of you who are here in the live audience today, pick up a Partners for the PAC flyer at the door, and the rest of you just make sure that you stay in touch with what's going on so we know how we can save this great, great, save the PAC. And also let you know that KCPB is broadcasting and streaming all the time now. And it's broadcasting the Astoria Music Festival, however. Today at 2 p.m., there will be Box Goldberg Variations at the Liberty. And at 4 o'clock, Mozart's Magic Flute, which is sold out, so you can only hear it on Coast Community Radio. Oh, that's tomorrow on Sunday. And North Coast Symphonic Band's concert will be here on the 4th. No, it'll be here actually on Tuesday at 7:30. So thanks so much for being a part of this. We're going to be down at the Fort George, over at Fort George for the next show with a Napa Marimba Band. And Faco and Friends, an amazing group from Bosnia and other places in the world. Hey, thanks so much. We're going to have a really fun song going out here, I think. And I understand we're still on the air. Jambalaya. All right. Get your dancing shoes on.
Turn it.